City officials say the small explosion happened shortly before 4 in the morning local time, causing some damage to a small kiosk used by the U.S. military as a recruiting office, but no injuries. Guests at hotels as far as several blocks away said they could feel the building shake. At a press conference, City Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly said the device was not sophisticated and was in a small box. He said one witness reported seeing a man on a bicycle in the area of the explosion shortly before it happened, but the witness did not say that he saw the bicyclist plant, throw, or detonate the device.
He saw an individual riding on a bicycle right here on the island in what he described as a suspicious manner. This individual was wearing a hood and dark colored clothing and was also carrying a backpack or wearing a backpack. He did not see this individual's face, not able to give us a complete description.
Commissioner Kelly said police are reviewing footage from video cameras from hotels and businesses in the area as part of their investigation. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg condemned the perpetrators and said such actions would not affect life in the city.
Whoever the coward was that committed this disgraceful act on our city will be found and prosecuted to the full extent of the law. We will not tolerate such attacks, nor will we let them destroy our freedom to live peacefully and safely in the greatest city of the world.
Police and fire crews cordoned off Times Square and diverted subway trains for several hours, but normal traffic resumed by the start of the morning rush hour. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, New York.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。